The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Guys, you don't have to go to Vegas. You don't have to go to Louisiana anymore to play legal poker in Houston. Mint Poker is Houston's premier poker destination, the official poker room of ESPN 97.5, and it's now open for business. 20 tables of exciting rake-free poker action 7 days a week, and they've got a seat waiting for you. And I'll tell you what, man, this is a really, really nice room. They've got a great setup there, and you can get in on the action. They've got tournaments. They've got cash games for players of all levels, and they're open for business in Clear Lake. And they're offering free one-month introductory memberships to ESPN 97.5 listeners. Visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN today. That's M-I-N-T. And telling you, man, hottest poker action in Texas. Perfectly legal, and they offer daily, monthly, annual, and corporate memberships as well. All memberships include unlimited tournament and cash game play. For your free one-month introductory club membership, visit mintpokerclubs.com/ESPN and join the Blitz and ESPN 97.5 as we go all in on Mint Poker.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is the Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You see what Conor McGregor's sparring partner said about that fight? Said he was out of shape when he worked out with McGregor and was still able to dominate him.
Because he's a professional boxer. Right.
He's a former champion. Now it's sparring. That doesn't mean a ton, but I do think you can learn from that.
Conor McGregor doesn't care if he wins or loses this fight.
He's just going to get paid.
He's going to get paid, and that's all it's about.
I don't blame any of these guys. It's just like anything in life. If people will pay you for something, take your money for it. Philadelphia is waiting on medical information on Markelle Fultz, but deep into talks and acquiring Boston's number one overall pick.
I mean, I would take Fultz number one overall, but I really think, two through seven, there's really talented players and the drop-off isn't that massive.
As many high picks as they've stocked, it's not like the Sixers are getting any better.
I mean, if it's unprotected, that might as well be gold. They're doing a very similar thing to what the Patriots do.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. 713-780, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and if you miss the first 2 hours, you missed RJ Bell, you missed Jim Lampley, you missed Roy Jones, it's all available at podcastarena.com. Very good.
Very good. We'll talk to Rudy Gay next segment.
Yep. So, been an interesting show so far. But we need to do our Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, I've got two possibilities here. We have a lady in Maine attacked by a rabid raccoon, and she drowns it in a puddle.
Okay.
Okay. But that headline pretty much tells you the story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but... There was a music video being shot in the streets of Detroit. And it kind of went awry.
Okay.
Basically, Detroit police rolled up on a scene and thought they were seeing a carjacking in process.
Oh, boy.
They said they received several calls Saturday afternoon of what appeared to be a carjacking of an Aston Martin on 6 Mile Road in Detroit. When police arrived, the men explained they were shooting a music video. Police say they had no record of permits to film, so officers thought it was an actual robbery and started shooting at two men who appeared to be holding guns. Fortunately, none of the three shots fired by police hit anyone. Officers took all three men involved in the music video into custody and are investigating. So I guess the lesson here is make sure you apply for a permit if you're going to shoot a video.
I guess so. My goodness.
But, yeah. So that's your Zat Eye Jewelers Gem of the Day. There's just so much wrong with that.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zat Eye Jeweler Gem of the Day.
I have a story about a guy who owns a dozen Ferraris.
Okay.
So
he's a collector of Ferraris.
He's a collector of Ferraris. He's got a garage full of them, many bought directly from the factory. He wants to get this LaFerrari Aperta, which is an open-top V12 supercar. It would cost $2.2 million and only 200 would be built. He only had a few Ferraris at first, but he wanted that Ferrari so badly that he's recently ordered four new Ferraris, hoping to improve his chance of getting that one. He's got a solid relationship with a powerful local Ferrari dealer. This is I'm guessing this is an LA guy. He had visited the factory and attended the Ferrari driving school in Italy. He's purchased and restored vintage Ferraris and shown them at Pebble Beach and other pretty exclusive events. Well, Ferrari turned him down. He apparently is undaunted, though. He said he's hanging in there. His campaign to become a preferred Ferrari customer basically draws back the curtain on what they're saying is like the most elite and the mysterious world of ultra elite luxury sports car, where apparently money isn't quite enough. And part of Ferrari's gig is that they don't like to let everybody get them, and they're letting some of the guys who got them are celebrities, obviously. Amongst them, Gordon Ramsay, which is kind of weird. Sammy Hagar.
Wow.
And
he's got that tequila and stuff, and
I guess he must be doing all right.
Yeah.
And race car driver Felipe Massa. They were asked to promise not to sell their cars for at least 18 months to ensure the only the most passionate collectors were getting them. If you're not a current or previous Ferrari owner, you have no chance at all, said wow. One of the collectors. But Lee doesn't know why he was denied a spot for the Aperta, and Ferrari declined to comment, except to say Lee was a valued client. I feel like if I bought 12 Ferraris, that would put me in that that would put me in that echelon where I would be able to get one. And
yeah, I'd be like, bleep you, I'm going to go buy Maseratis.
And there's several observers who are close to the brand said Lee's relentless campaign is working against him. He's got an Instagram at Ferrari Collector _David Lee, from which he posts almost daily his cars, watches, wine, and travel. He's got over 715,000 followers.
Jeez.
And in one post, he referred to Jay Leno, another car guy, as my bro 24/7. In another, he's got his bright yellow Ferrari F12 in front of an In-N-Out. When I went up to the order taker, I told her that I wanted a strawberry shake, animal fries, and a double-double DSKL style, which is, I guess, a car joke, which is stupid. But, but this guy's not getting a car.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
All right.
It's got millions of dollars in Ferraris.
Although I could see them not wanting to be dealing with somebody who's putting all their stuff on social media.
Maybe so.
If you're doing that kind of exclusive stuff, seems to me you probably don't want it publicized.
Yeah.
But
he said to buy a limited edition car, you have to buy a few other cars that you don't want. I didn't want to play the game, but there's no other way to get into the queue. So he bought a 65 GTS, a 2003 Enzo, a 458 Speciale, and a new 488 Spider. He said some of those cars didn't really appeal to me, but I wanted to get in the game.
Some people just have too much money.
Yep.
I mean,
unreal.
Good on him, but if when you can just buy $2 million Ferraris so that you can get another $2 million Ferrari, that's pretty sick.
Well, now he's looking to buy one on the aftermarket for $4
million. Wow.
Trying to find a way around that 18-month deal.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm guessing the people they get into aren't going to sell them.
I'm guessing not.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And I had a story that popular people live longer, but
it sucks for me.
Yeah, me too. They kind of I kind of looked at them like, you know what? This is a negative for me. I don't really want to do it. So I have the story, but I'm not going to share it.
Okay.
For that reason. Maybe if I shared it, we'd be more popular.
Probably not.
Probably not. 713-780-3776 is
your
number.
We die.
I don't know if you saw the Lithuanian basketball president and what he said.
Nope.
And why he is under fire.
I'm out of the loop on Lithuanian basketball.
Basically, his name is Lietuvos Rytis, is the name of the team. The president's name, God, I hate these websites. They just, especially, all right, here we go. The president's name is Gaidvydis Venuskas.
Okay.
He attributed the club's downfall to an increased number of black players on the team.
Oh, so he's going reverse LeVar Ball.
Yeah.
So he thinks there were too many black guys on his basketball team.
Yes.
And that made them worse at basketball?
Here's what he says. We've always held a stance that there shouldn't be more than two black players on the team. What happened was that the coach, Tomas Pasisas, likes to play with black players to control them, to teach them, to tutor them. And we ended up with four players that are black. All of a sudden, they came together to form, how shall I put it, a sort of gang. Man, this guy is a wreck.
First of all, maybe the problem, if you've got a professional basketball team and there's only four black guys on your team, maybe your problem is that you don't have, it's not that you have too many, it's you don't have enough. You want to win, you need way more than four black guys on your professional basketball team.
Not according to this guy. He says from his 23 years of experience, that teams don't ever have more than two black players because that's when bad things start to take place.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
He must not have heard about this thing called the NBA.
No, but he is basically Lithuanian basketball president.
So what's going to happen?
Team, I don't know what's going to happen to him, but...
Are you allowed to be
racist in
Lithuania?
Well... People never talk about how racist Europeans are.
Oh, they are very.
But European basketball issued a statement condemning his remarks and saying they in no way represent the organization's beliefs.
Well, that's a good thing to say.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, though, a professional basketball team with four black guys is never going to win. Never. And it's not because there's too many black guys. There's not enough black guys.
Well, apparently, that's not how it works in... Lithuania.
All right. Well, now Lithuanian hockey, I could see that being a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And
well, they can't get in now. We got to talk to our man Rudy Gay.
Yeah, but first you got to tell the people about Window World.
Window World, that's right. Guys, I've been a fan of Window World for some time. They provide premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price, and their energy-saving windows are made right here in America. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty, a higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose, guys. And Window World, these windows are going to pay for themselves. They're going to save you enough on your energy bills to pay for themselves. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or go online at windowworldhouston.com. It's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World's, simply the best for less.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Having a blast and joining us now, former Sacramento King, officially. Rudy Gay, who actually was a Houston Rocket for about 15 seconds at one point.
I was.
I remember that draft, Rudy, because being in Houston, I was like, man, I hope Rudy Gay slips to that spot. I hope he slips there. And then you do, and then they trade you. And it's like, ah. So you opted out. Obviously, you're going to look around. How did you feel about your time in Sacramento? I mean, it seems like a lot of guys get there and just one of those franchises that just can't seem to get over the hump, no matter how many good players you guys get. And what do you think the problem there is?
I mean, how much time you got? No, I'm just kidding.
We got all the time you want, my man.
No, it's one of those places where, I mean, it's an up and coming franchise. I think they're figuring a lot of things out. They're learning on the fly, and you know, they have the young owners, and you know, everybody there is basically there. They're beginning their career in Sacramento, so. And, you know, they also had some young players, had some good talent, obviously, with Cuz and when he was there. And, you know, I don't know. It's just one of those things where you just – it's a lot of firsts for me. I saw a lot of firsts in my career in Sacramento. But, you know, it's a lot of good people there, and I think they possibly can have a good franchise at some point. But it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
Well, you're at the stage of your career now where – obviously, is a free agent, you can go wherever you want. Is this time? Is this ring chasing time for you, or is this I just need to find the best fit for me?
Ring chasing time. No, I think it's the best fit. I think I have a lot to give. When you start talking ring chasing, this I mean, usually it's the end. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I have a lot to give. I want to win. You know, I want the possibility of getting winning a ring, but you know, I have. A lot to give to a team. So, you know, I'm whether it's a team that needs to get over the hump to get a ring or a team that, you know, is just trying to, you know, has some young pieces and some vets and really just needs somebody to solidify their playoff expectations. So, you know, who knows?
You had a pretty good run with Memphis and Toronto right. And then the last few years. So how important is it for you to get to a team that can make the playoffs?
It's super important. I mean, obviously, who knows? You know, I don't get hurt, Cuz doesn't get traded. We're contending for a playoff spot. So, you know, who knows? But, you know, at this point, you know, I'm in the driver's seat. It's the first time ever being a free agent in my career. So, you know, this is the first chance I get to pick and sort out, you know, which teams I fit best with. So, it'll be fun.
Rudy Gay is our guest. A lot of people have been, and I don't necessarily agree with this, but critical of the fact that, okay, you have these two teams every year in the playoffs. Right. It makes the NBA boring.
Right.
How do you respond to that? Because I don't think it does, but no. It's kind of – in the old days, it was always the Bulls. There's always the super team. Doesn't that make basketball fun? Because when that team loses, it's exciting.
Yeah, parades start when those teams lose. I mean – we could sit here and talk about what, you know, teams doing this, doing that, but everybody has a chance to win. You know, when you start the season, everybody's 0-0. So, you know, I think the one thing about that team is no guarantee, like the Golden State Warriors, there's no guarantee that they'll win the championship. Obviously, they're a great team, but let's say KD doesn't mesh there. You know, obviously they have a lot of good guys. You know, what about the Lakers that had Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Kobe, and Shaq? You know, they didn't win. They went to the finals. They didn't win. But, you know, it all depends on chemistry, buying in, and they did that. So, you know, I couldn't predict that.
What do you think about this fight Saturday night? Obviously, the first fight was terrific.
Yeah.
And who do you think won that fight?
I'm a Roc Nation guy, so I'm going to go with Andre. I mean, I think Kovalev, I think he surprised him. I didn't think he knew his power. And, you know, he sat him down for the first time in his career. But, you know, as far as points and a point spread, I think Andre Ward won.
Well, Andre is such a good dude. Do you think a little more controversy might help him a little bit? He just he never does anything controversial, and obviously yeah. Kovalev's been doing it this week.
All right,
but this guy's such a such a great fighter and such a good yeah. dude. Why do you think he's not the? I mean, he's a star, but shouldn't he be a bigger star than that? Considering he's, yeah. you can make an argument he's the best fighter out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, controversy sells, I guess. You know, yeah. he's a great guy. He's just one of those guys that's just about his business. He goes out there, he fights, he wins. So. You know, I think with Kovalev, I don't think this is any kind of publicity. I think these guys really just don't like each other.
Well, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's funny because before the first fight, they were both very respectful right. of each other. But then I guess after you have a fight like that where there's controversy over the decision,
right.
I guess maybe that's where the animosity comes from.
Right. I mean, I get it. Kovalev felt like he should have won the fight. Andre, he did win the fight. But you know, you got to really beat the champ. You can't just knock him down and give up. You know, you have to really beat the champ. And you know what? In the first couple rounds, it looked like he was going to. Yeah. But, you know, didn't happen.
So do you have anybody like that in the league that you just cannot stand that you play against?
Every small forward. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there's a couple people that, you know, I'm not too fond of, but you know, that's any job, right?
Well, what ends up happening if you sign with the team they're on? Does that change everything?
Not initially.
All right, Rudy Gay has been our guest, and well, hey, good luck with wherever you wind up, and I know you'll wind up in a good spot, man, and wish you all the best moving forward.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks for coming on. That was Rudy Gay, and surprisingly knowledgeable about boxing. So those Rock Nation guys stick together, though.
I would guess he's brushed up.
Yeah, definitely. But it's kind of a different get for a fight. But
yeah.
But he was fun and a free agent. So we'll see where he winds up. And didn't get a lot from him out of where he might like to go. Trent wanted me to ask him to go to the Rockets. I'm sure that's one of the places he'll look.
I'm sure it will. They could have had him.
Yeah, they did have him.
Had him for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's how I started the interview with him, is how he was a Rocket for a couple yep. of minutes. But I've got a text here from a texter.
All right.
It says, can we pull a prank on my husband? He listens to your show every day. If we try to prank your husband, every guy in the 409 is going to think we're pranking him.
What do you mean prank him?
That's just, she says, can we pull a prank on my husband? So how do we prank him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down for a prank. Just,
you're going to have to come with a better idea than that.
Well, it's not my idea.
No, that's what I'm saying. The texter has to come with
I was just reading a text.
You got to come with a better game plan.
I don't know how this is on me.
Then no, I'm saying you as the texter,
okay.
not you
so,
as the person reading the text.
So the generic you in
yes.
reference to, okay.
If you want us to pull off a prank, we're going to need a little more guidance than what you're giving us there.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Ashton wanted to know whose bleep do you have to bleep to get that Ferrari, or how many bleeps?
All the bleeps.
Yeah, apparently all the bleeps didn't work. He four bleeped.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a lot of bleeping.
Yeah.
But 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And, yeah, Blaine says if he listens every day, isn't he listening now?
Right. So that would make
but
it
then
difficult.
It would make it difficult. Plus, like everybody else would think they were being pranked.
Right.
So we'd almost have to prank everybody, which we've been known to do. So, 713.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, come on in. Yeah. We've got
Hi, how are you?
Kathy Duva, who is the CEO. Is that right? The CEO? Is that the am I right on that?
That is my title, yes.
Of Main Event.
That means head honcho.
Yeah, Main Events, which is the promoter for Sergey Kovalev. And let's start with yesterday's press conference. It turned very interesting.
Yeah.
And there are people that are saying Andre Ward is in Sergey's head now. And the behavior did seem odd to me. I didn't really understand why he left the stage, but maybe you can shine some light on it for us.
You know, we were on a press tour a couple months ago, and everywhere we went, because we're speaking first, and then the other side goes, they were just hurling abuse at us, like you saw yesterday. And we have to just sit there and take it. He knew what was coming. But I'll tell you something, this thing about whether he's in his head, and a little lesson in history. We were in this very building years and years ago, I wish I could remember the date, when Lennox Lewis fought his rematch against Haseem Rahman. Main Events was Lennox Lewis's promoter. We were in this building. That was a fight where Lennox Lewis, of course, knocked Rahman out cold after having lost to him in the previous fight. During that press conference, Lennox Lewis got up and walked out, just like Sergey. And Rahman was telling everyone, oh, I'm in his head. And we see how that all turned out.
maybe it's you telling these guys.
That could be it. Yeah.
No, I wish, to tell you the truth, I did not remember that. It was a long time ago. Our dear friend Ed Keenan, who works so hard here on the PR team, was there, and he reminded me of it. Because one of the people that was criticizing Sergey the most for being so unclassy for walking out happens to be Lennox Lewis's lawyer. Because he forgot it happened too.
Whoops. Whoops.
Whoops, yeah.
This fight, I was reading up about how the pay is going to work. And Sergey he's going to have a hard time, I would think, unless this fight is a massive seller. Making as much as Andre Ward does, because Andre Ward's got the guaranteed money written in. Do you think that having this fight so close to the fight in September, the Triple G Canelo fight, and then obviously now in the last week they've announced the Mayweather-McGregor fight in August, do you feel people who may have a certain allotment of pay-per-view dollars over the summer could possibly hold out on this fight for one of those, and that could hurt what Sergey's going to make?
You know, when you're dealing with pay-per-view, you're always competing with other things. And if they're choosing, I hope to God they choose the fight that everybody says they want to see, the two best fighters in the world fighting each other in their prime. And don't waste it on a circus. If you want to watch the circus, go to your friend's house, get a group of people together and share the cost. But if you love boxing, you see two chess grandmasters, two greatly great conditioned athletes. They have had 12 rounds to watch each other and study each other, and 7 more months to think about what they're going to do next. This is as good as it gets in our sport. And I can't control what happens. Sergey was asked about it this morning in the HBO meeting, and he just said, listen, I'm not thinking about money right now. I'm thinking about getting my belts back. And once I get my belts back, then we'll worry about making money. So,
well, let's go back to the first fight, because it was an incredible fight, and I think most of us thought your guy won. I'm sure you did too. What does he have to do differently this time? Because if we get the same fight...
Yeah, we're not going to get the same fight. Yeah. He gassed out last time. He's talked about it a lot. Everybody asked what happened. He trained so hard that I saw him 3 weeks before the fight, scared the crap out of me. He was gray. He had no color in his face. He was drawn. He was on weight a month before the fight. He was running 14 miles a day. He was working out 3 hours. He would come back to the gym a couple hours later, work out again. He was sparring round after round after round. He took the fight so seriously, feeling this is going to be the greatest challenge of my life. I have to work harder and harder and harder. And what he didn't understand was that you really can leave it in the gym. You have to rest. He didn't rest. This time he brought in a new physical trainer who understands. He works with biathletes in Russia. He knows how distance athletes have to train. The difference in Sergey, the difference you see in his confidence level that I certainly see in it, it all comes out of the fact that he knows for sure he's going to do for 12 rounds what he was able to do for 4 rounds last time.
He's such a fun-loving guy. We've interviewed him several times. He's so a very funny guy.
Yes.
This does seem a little out of character how leading up to this fight. Is that a good thing in a way, that he's obviously taking this pretty darn seriously?
Yeah, you know, he took the last fight seriously, but he respected Andre Ward, and there was no point at which the two of them, exchanged any kind of animosity. I always worry when that happens with Sergey. When he the two distance fights that he had prior to this fight with Ward was with Bernard Hopkins and with Isaac Chalemba. There are two guys he likes and respects a lot. And the fights where he didn't like his opposition, that's Jean Pascal in the second fight, and that is Ismael Salak, who he had had a fight with in the amateurs. And we see what happened, what he did to the two of them. He He started fighting in the streets, Sergey. He didn't start out as a highly touted amateur who was handled from the time he was 5 years old and whatever. Sergey took up boxing because somebody stole his ice skates and he had to give up hockey. That's the truth. And his parents couldn't afford to buy him another pair. And he went into the boxing gym because you didn't need to have equipment. And when you fight in the street, you're always fighting in anger. If you're going to be good at it, you better be able to take that anger and harness it, control it, make you better. He tells this amazing story. You have to ask him about it next time at GMA, how he beat up. He got attacked by 10 guys in the street, and he knocked out 5 of them before the other 5 got the good sense to turn around and run. And he's a street fighter, and so he can channel the anger. For him, the anger is a good thing. For most guys, it's not. For him, when I see that he's a little angry, he's a little mad, he wants to beat up his opponent, that's when he has his best nights.
Do you think the loss is what brought on the animosity? Do you feel like maybe the perceived injustice that he lost that fight, or has it been Andre's words since then that have kind of, because there was a mutual respect and it's clearly vanished. Yeah. Like, what do you think was the culprit?
Oh, I know, because he's talked about it. Number one, he was very upset that when Ward got a gift, that he wasn't man enough to admit it. I can come up with 100 examples where I saw people do that. That was number one. Number two, Ward's so much. He's a very polite guy.
Ward's team.
It's Ward's team.
Right.
They're really making him angry. We went on this press tour, and we were going from press conference to press conference, and because we spoke first, because we were the challenger, we would speak, we would play it straight, and then they would get up and just hurl abuse at us. I mean, one by one, like they did yesterday. So he knew what was coming, and I think that's kind of why he just said, I'm not going to sit here for this bullshit. I'm leaving. Let's let this fight start on Saturday, not today.
Do you worry at all about fighters who have a long run where they're undefeated, then they lose that one time? Sometimes that can get to them mentally. Do you have any worries of that, of how Sergey handled losing? Do you feel like there could be any carryover from that first loss?
I thought he handled it extraordinarily well. He was very philosophical about it, and as Sergey does, because he's a perfectionist, he sat down and said, what did I do wrong? What happened? He analyzed it. And you know what? That fight and the fight before, he had the same physical trainer. Both fights, he got tired. It was kind of obvious what the problem was, so he took care of the problem.
You and I have something in common, that we both came from the newspaper business.
Okay.
So, and I actually remember when you were at the New York Daily News. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I'm old, so just so
Me
you
too.
Know.
Obviously.
Obviously, you got into the right business, though. And I tell you what, I love your fighter. I think he's one of my favorite guys to watch. And I wish you guys the best of luck tomorrow. I can't wait for the fight.
So. I see you got a vodka shirt there. So. Is that what that says?
Yeah, that's our local vodka company in Houston. They do it. Well, they actually do whiskey and other stuff. So.
Well, Sergey's, hopefully when he gets his shot glass, and did you see how this works, by the way?
I did not. Oh, I like it.
Vodka out of that tomorrow night.
There we go.
I'm going to have to go put some vodka in this after the show just to see that. So.
Just to see that.
Kathy, thanks so much for stopping by, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
All right, we are overdue for a break, so we're going to take one now. We will be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. I guess Bull Bleep must have gotten through. A couple people heard that.
Whoops.
Not us.
John, you didn't dump it?
I did, but I guess it didn't catch some time.
Ah, it's a long story.
It is.
When you think of South Beach, don't you think of, like, a really nice beach? A
lot of hotties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's going on down there right now? People who were planning to spend their weekend there will not be, because there's too much poop in the water.
Oh. Yeah. Human poop or fish poop?
The Florida Department of Health shut down a two-block stretch until further notice after water samples showed the bacteria levels were too high. The beach did not meet the recreational water quality standard for enterococci, which is a bacteria in animals' intestines, meaning there was too much human or pet poop for it to be safe to swim.
Oh, boy. I'm going to guess pet poop. Mm. Maybe people let their dogs poop in the water.
If there's people peeing in elevators in Arkansas, I bet there's people pooping in the water on South Beach.
Ugh.
So that's what's going
on. For shame.
There's too much poop.
Ugh.
Too
you throw that,
damn
you add the
high.
Fish poop to it, and it's just a mess. It's too much.
That's why I like swimming pools.
Made a run to the facility during the Rudy Gay interview.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'd recorded that earlier.
Right.
But
did you poop?
No, I did not. But some things that are bad Vegas ideas. You know those giant, I don't know if they're bongs or what, that are just full of margarita and daiquiri. Just a public service announcement here. If you get one of those and it's tall enough that it comes over your waist when you sit it down next to you, you should not be drinking that.
Probably not.
Two young ladies who are clearly a couple were having a kind of nasty exchange.
Oh.
Not the drunk one. The one with the bong was just kind of up against the wall, barely able to move, and it was about halfway gone. And she just goes, "Why are you so mad? Why are you so mad?"
Oh, I love it.
And the more masculine of the two was kind of getting in her face and bitching at her for being drunk, which kind of sounds like every married couple I've ever been around. But then security came over and kind of gently escorted them away.
Oh.
But, those things are a terrible idea. Now, you want to get that.
Well, they're a good idea if you want to get plastered.
Well, yeah. But if you're she couldn't have been more than 5 feet tall. And she's got a bong that comes up to her waist.
Yeah,
that's half empty.
Yeah,
I'm not good.
That's a lot.
I'm not good at math. I'm good at alcohol, but I'm not good at math. But in alcohol math, that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure by the time people get to those things, they've already had a bunch to drink.
Oh yeah,
because you don't go and just say, "All right, this is going to be my
first things first. Let's get a giant drink."
Yeah, yeah, because that winds up being a fail, regardless. All right. What's that?
Mattress.
Oh, okay. Well, she's going to be passed out tonight. Unfortunately, she will not be passed out on a mattress from Texas Mattress. Well, maybe she would be. Maybe their mattresses are nice here. They're not quite as nice as Texas Mattress Makers, though. And let me tell you, that place is so awesome. And I had a couple of friends who went and visited with Yuval and the gang and bought a mattress, and I've gotten the same response every time. So, man, those guys are great. And I'm saving a bunch of money. I'm getting a fantastic mattress. And right now, the Paris and London mattresses both have the latest in quad-coil technology. And the London even offers up a layer of graphite latex. And what does that mean? It means you sleep better. It means they're making better beds. They're making great beds. And they're selling them directly to you. You're not going to some retail store and paying 50% more than what you should be. Not at Texas Mattress Makers. You're getting the best deal possible. London Kings are at an all-new low, $1,125. Paris Kings now down to $945. And I'm telling you, if you go, they're going to put you on the best bed for you. Now, you can go in and say, "Oh, I want this one." And they may look at the way you sleep and say, "You know what? We got a different mattress for you that's going to fit you better, and it's not going to cost you as much." They want you to sleep better. They want to do a great deal for you. They do a ton in the community. They're great people. You're going to love their products. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's fun. It's sun. It's a volleyball tournament. And it's a beach party. It's SunFest 2017 presented by Pacifico. Celebrate summer with ESPN 97.5 tomorrow. Grab your sunscreen, beach towel, chair, and head out to East Beach to play beach volleyball. Look for hidden treasure in a beach dig and hang out with your favorite sports radio hosts, except for us. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details and find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at Red Roof Inn in the USA. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. Man, did you see that high-rise in London catch on fire this morning? Some lady on the ninth floor threw her baby out, and a dude caught it to save her baby.
Better hands than Will Fuller there?
Oh, yeah. You don't throw it to Will Fuller.
Yeah, throw that thing to Will Fuller. That's a dead baby. Splat. Haven't talked much about the finals tonight, but I don't think... Really? We're going to do this every day this week.
First segment, did you guys talk at all about your young Astros performing last night?
Excuse me.
We had to get that done.
I knew it was going to happen. Barry, I thank you for sitting in. Done a great service to the people.
As always, he's the best.
I could tell when Fred got here because he was breathing real heavy. You could tell he was running.
Well, they did an anal cavity search on Fred to make sure he was safe to come in here.
I just got checked.
I don't know why their hands were on my shoulders, though. I don't really understand that. But
like, if you're into host producer porn, you shouldn't be in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm just trying to help the people.
Especially if you're the smaller of the two people in that equation. You should run for the hills.
I think you're making Jong uncomfortable.
Well,
she graduated
from... You think that's uncomfortable? Wait.
Oh, did you guys make the tape already?
Yeah, wait till you see it on Pornhub.
Oh. What would that be under? Radio host porn or Asian gay porn?
It's also under bald on bald.
I was having this conversation with my daughter because she's asking me what I wanted. And I'm like, well, I don't have anything that I need. I don't want anything. I mean, if you want to, if you just want to go out to dinner, that'd be great. She goes, yeah, you didn't need a samurai sword either. Did you like that? I'm like, yeah. If you can come up with something like that again, all right.
What if she gives you a vibrator?
Beth will be banned from ever speaking to her again.
Hey, all the treadmills broken in Atlanta? What's going on with you?
What are you talking about? It's summertime now. I'm getting my beach body
on. Good southern soul food. Well, you got your beach body on like a whale.
I'm getting my beach body on. I'm getting my beach body on.
People are going to be trying to roll you back into the ocean, brother.
I'm not that damn big. Stop it. You're making it to be like I'm a big fat ass.
As far as I'm concerned, whatever you're into, that's cool. It's just not for me. So if it's not for me...
Well, we'll talk to Beth about it.
Yeah. I don't mind a little occasional costumes and role-playing type stuff.
What about like a finger in the back?
No, maybe.
You're out on that?
Yeah. So.
Well, if he's not going to do a foxtail, he's not going to do a finger.
Yeah.
A finger's tiny.
So's that little thing on the foxtail. I'm not doing that either.
That's like a full plug, though.
No, not for me.
Like a pinky, not even?
You do that?
I don't know. I'm up for some things. You never know.
Okay.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Pretty good week.
Pretty
good week. A lot of burps and a lot of anal stuff. So kind of typical week for us. All right. That is going to wrap it up. And I want to thank HBO for getting us out here.
Absolutely. And,
always a pleasure. We would be back in studio on Monday. Last minute prediction on the fight?
I'm going to go Kovalev this time.
I am too.
And my guess is we're back here maybe late
December?
I'd say November, more likely.
Yeah. All right. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job this week. AJ Hoffman, great job this week. I only sucked a little this week. We'll be back in studio on Monday. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
Now you know.
ESPN 97.5.